Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I don't remember who said it. I want to say it was Jay Abraham. Not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that, but somebody smart, possibly Jay Abraham, said something in an interview that I heard recently that I thought was brilliant. He said, thought leaders tend to be prolific. Thought leaders tend to be prolific. And I thought that was so spot on, because if you look at a thought leader in any space, anybody who's a sought after expert, anybody whose advice and insight and expertise is sought after in any market, any industry, any space, what you're going to find is they tend to be very prolific in sharing their ideas. They have a lot of ideas, and they're sharing those ideas on a frequent basis. This is a common trait among all thought leaders, bar none, as they are frequently, regularly, consistently, prolifically, if that's a word, sharing their ideas with their audience, putting it out there and letting people engage and interact with those ideas. So here's what I take away from that. If you want to be a thought leader, well, first of all, why would you want to be a thought leader? Let's just state the obvious. Thought leaders are who clients want to hire. Thought leaders are who the better clients, the best clients want to hire, because good clients want to work with the very best. They want to work with the most sought after experts in their field, and they want to pay them top dollar. Because you don't pay a thought leader the same rate that you would pay somebody who's just a no name, unknown entity. That's why you want to be a thought leader. But the reason why you're not a thought leader yet, if you're not, is probably twofold. One is your ideas might not be unique enough. Your ideas might not be distinct enough. So you're not sharing anything that's new or interesting, or you're not sharing a perspective or a different way of looking at things. And your ideas kind of sound like everybody else's. So you're not really leading in that respect, right? You're just sharing, but it's, you know, everyone else is saying the same thing. So you don't really stand out from the pack in that regard. The second possibility, or the second part of the problem, is maybe you're not sharing enough. Maybe you do have unique ideas, and maybe you do have a different perspective on things that's valuable, that could give you that thought leadership status, but you're not prolific enough in sharing those ideas, putting them out into the marketplace, and letting people engage and interact with them. Now, I believe that the solution to both problems is simply to be more prolific. The solution to solving the problem of your ideas not being distinct or unique or different enough, and you not sharing enough of your ideas on a regular, frequent basis, is simply to share more of your ideas more often. Be more prolific. Obviously, that solves one side of the problem, and that if you're more prolific in sharing your ideas, you're going to give more people an opportunity to engage and interact with those ideas and follow you. But also, I think your ideas get better. Your ideas get better the more that you share them. You know, you're not a thought leader unless you publish. And I'm using publish in the broader sense of the word, whether that's writing, whether that's presentations, whether that's speaking, podcasting, video. You're not a thought leader unless you publish. And if you ask anybody who publishes on a regular basis, including yours truly, they will tell you one of the most significant benefits of being prolific is that your ideas get sharper. Your ideas get better. Because when you're forced to produce ideas, when you're forced to produce insights, then you have no choice but to really make sense of the ideas that you have and to really ask yourself whether or not those ideas have merit, whether they have value, and whether they are distinct. And it's easy to ignore that question if you're not sharing those ideas. It's easy to ignore whether or not your ideas are valuable when you're not sharing those ideas on a regular basis. Because the truth is, your ideas are probably good enough for your clients. Your ideas, your thinking around the problem that you solve is probably perfectly fine and satisfactory to the extent that it helps you solve your clients' problems. Your clients might not be looking for unique ideas as applied to their problem. They're happy that you solve the problem for them, but they may not be good enough to give you that thought leader status. So in other words, you may be a good practitioner, but not much of a thought leader. And there's a distinction. You want to be a practitioner. That's important. But you also want to be a thought leader. And the way to become that kind of a thought leader, the way to get that thought leader sought after expert status, is to be prolific, because more people will have an opportunity to engage with your ideas and follow you. And in the process of sharing those ideas, your ideas become sharper. They become better. People start to understand them. People start to latch onto your ideas. And then you really become a thought leader.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.